The Florida Senate started off the session by quickly passing St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis's Florida insurance legislation. The measure aims to make it easier for private companies to sell flood insurance.
Senator Brandis of the 22nd District, you're recognized on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the flood insurance bill the Senate has worked so hard on these last few months.
Senators also approved a bill by Miami Republican Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla that creates a minimum mandatory for leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death.
If you hit somebody and kill them while driving under the influence of alcohol, there's a minimum mandatory of 4 years. You hit somebody and kill them and leave the scene of the accident, there is absolutely no minimum mandatory. And in fact, there's an incentive to flee it. Now, this removes that incentive by making it proportional, the penalty for leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death proportional with DUI manslaughter.
Orlando Democratic Senator Geraldine Thompson's bill aimed at protecting women who are pregnant from workplace discrimination also passed.
And it makes it unlawful for an employer to treat a pregnant woman differently than her counterpart in the same position. It covers a woman who is affected by her pregnancy, childbirth, or related condition, and guarantees that they would receive equal treatment for all purposes of employment.
Another measure won unanimous support aimed at revising the penalties for trafficking in certain prescription drugs like oxycodone and hydrocodone. It's estimated to save the state at least $17 million over the next 5 years. That bill is authored by Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley.
Under current law, possession of 7 pills of hydrocodone results in a minimum of 3 years in prison in the state of Florida. This bill changes that reality today. This bill introduces common sense into this area of our criminal sentencing. Specifically, the minimum weight threshold for hydrocodone trafficking is increased from 4 grams to 14 grams, and the minimum weight threshold for oxycodone trafficking is increased from 4 grams to 7 grams.
And Delray Beach Democratic Senator Maria Sachs says it takes away some of the unintended consequences of the state's war on pill mills.
And so we have this great rush towards putting folks away who are addicts. This bill is a statement by this body in the legislative branch that we are recognizing addicts and those who are addicted to these painkillers as folks who need rehabilitation first, and rather than incarceration and warehousing.
Other measures approved by the chamber include more ethics reform, expanding the state's open records laws, creating a regional Central Florida Expressway Authority, and another that bans schools from collecting students' biometric information, including fingerprints or palm scans. The Senate also teed up some bills for upcoming votes, including Sachs's bill regulating the state's parasailing industry to curb the deaths associated with the water sport. Sachs says since the state started reporting the accidents, there have been 28 so far. 6 have resulted in death.
The last two really went viral that occurred here in the Gulf of Mexico, and we just want to be sure that these regulations are such so that those who want to enjoy the sport know that it's going to be a fun amusement, but they will be safe. But they're not so onerous that the commercial parasail operators will not be able to continue to operate successfully along our coast.
There's another measure by Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell that seeks to prohibit sex offenders from viewing or possessing pornography. It includes a provision that states no images of children can be morphed onto adult bodies in sexual images.
Basically, we had two people in my district that they took the pictures of children, they cut off the tops of the pictures, they placed them on adult pornography, and that was child pornography. It went to court, it was overturned, saying that that was not clearly defined in our statute, so we're clearly defining it, saying that that type of activity should not be allowed in the state of Florida.
Meanwhile, a measure that was expected to come up for a vote Wednesday and was instead put on hold was the so-called warning shot bill by Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers. It would allow someone to legally display a gun or fire a warning shot in a situation where they believe they're in danger. Its House companion already passed the House last week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.